The Prague-based company Homeport, which is operating successful bike-sharing schemes all around the world, including Great Britain, France or Saudi Arabia, is planning to launch its services in Prague. The company wants to take part in a public tender for bike-sharing operators, which should be announced by Prague City Hall by the end of the year. Apart from traditional bikes, Homeport would also like to introduce electric bikes, which they believe are the best solution for Prague's hilly terrain. I visited Homeport's base in the district of Karlín, where all of their bikes are developed and tested, to meet with the company's founder, Charles Butler. I first asked him how he got involved in the bike-sharing business.
Well, actually, originally, that's why it has the name Homeport. Homeport started as an idea for unattended home delivery, which didn't work out for various reasons. But anyway, we developed this lock. So we thought, well, you know, what else could we use that for? And, you know, bike sharing, in effect, is the same process as an unattended home delivery. So we thought we would, you know, go in that direction. And I think, in a way, bike sharing is so positive in almost every aspect. It wasn't a difficult decision to focus on it.
At the same time, is it profitable?
Up to now, we are about on zero. You know, as a result, you know, which I wouldn't say is a fantastic result, except, you know, having a very good feeling, which is, you know, definitely worth some money. And I think, I mean, it can be profitable. You know, we expect in the future, particularly, to be in e-bikes, and we think that e-bike sharing can be something which is a big business, you know, and therefore the companies which are involved in it at the beginning should make money from that.
How long is it since you established the first system, and where was it?
That was in 2009 in La Rochelle, France, so 7 years now.
And I imagine that was preceded by quite a long time of development.
Yeah, we spent 2 years developing on the top of what we'd already done for this unattended home delivery. But specifically for bike sharing, we spent further 2 years from 2007 to 2009 before we had something which we were confident could survive outside, used by many different people.
So far, Prague has only served as a sort of laboratory, a place where you test all your systems and all your bicycles. But as far as I know, you are now interested in launching a system specifically for Prague.
Exactly. Prague is one of the few capitals in Europe which does not have a bike sharing system. So for us, that's always been a slight source of, you know, embarrassment. When asked, you know, how come, you know, here we are based in the Czech Republic and there's no bike sharing system here. So we're very happy that the decision has been made to install one.
The City Hall has promised to announce a public tender, and you will take part in that tender.
Certainly, certainly.
Would you be interested if it wasn't subsidized by the city, or can you actually run a bike sharing system if you don't get any subsidies?
There are no such bike sharing systems in the world at the moment. Bike sharing is a form of public transport, and most public transport is subsidized. Dopravní podnik has a big budget for running the trams and the buses and the metro and so on. So at the moment, there are no bike sharing systems which are subsidy free. But we believe, and in fact, we've tried to develop our product in such a way in order to try and make it as close to break even as is possible. Because we believe that if you want to make it really mass, a product used by really a lot of people, then it can't cost a lot of money for the city.
So how exactly does the system work, or how exactly would it work here in Prague?
There is actually not a business model yet. The tender process is only just starting, so it hasn't been exactly decided how the business model will work. In the normal course of events, the city runs a tender for the supply of the hardware, stations, bicycles and so on, and the software. Sometimes a separate tender for the operations, and sometimes a separate tender for the sponsorship. There are two sources of revenue for these systems. One is sponsorship, which is often much bigger than the other, which is rentals by or subscriptions by customers. And one of the reasons, actually, in lots of cities, one of the things that the cities have done is to make it very, very cheap. And the reason is that bike sharing has a lot of health benefits for people. There's someone in France calculated that every kilometre ridden on a bicycle saves 1.2 euros in healthcare costs. And I'm not surprised. And, you know, I think my own personal experience is, you know, if you ride even 5 or 10 minutes on a bicycle a day, you definitely feel a lot better and happier. So it would make sense that that would have an impact on your health.
So how does that work? If I want to rent your bike, what do I need to do?
You go onto prahakola.cz and register. You can do it in about a minute, and you get sent a login number and a PIN by email and by SMS. You stick those into the station, you start riding.
What kind of bikes do you currently offer?
We use it as our test site, so we have a range of different bicycles, in fact. You know, some have 3 gears, some have 7 gears, some have no gears. And now we're starting even with a few e-bikes, so that we can see how customer reaction or how people use them.
I guess Prague would be an ideal place for e-bikes because of the hilly terrain.
Absolutely right. I mean, most people in Prague live on a hill. You know, the centre, the low part of the town, in fact, is quite a small proportion of the town, even though it is, of course, the town centre. So I think if all of the people in Prague, through their taxes, are paying for the system, I think it would definitely make sense to have a system which would allow people to go home to Žižkov or wherever they might live on, whichever hill they might live. So I think it definitely makes sense to have a system which is covering just the low parts of the town, I think would be a pity. And to have a non-e-bike, just a normal bike system covering the whole of Prague would mean a lot of expenses in redistributing the bicycles. Everyone's very happy to ride a bicycle downhill and without help from an engine, unwilling to go back up.
One of the issues I guess you have to face when running a bike sharing system is how to prevent the bikes from being stolen. So what's your solution and your experience?
I think you have to divide normal bicycles and e-bikes. They're very different. And our experience is that there is not such a big problem with theft of normal bicycles, because the bicycles, they're very robust. They're designed for being outside for many years, every day of the year, every night of the year. So they're not exactly, a high-tech mountain bike, something that most people would like to own. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, if they're being stolen, for example, to be sold as scrap, you have to have a very brave scrap metal merchant who will take a bicycle which is absolutely, obviously, it's got a very different, distinctive design, obviously not a privately owned bicycle, and start trying to make that into scrap metal. So for normal bicycles, there is not such a big danger. The cost is more from vandalism than it is from theft, and maybe some kind of attempts at petty theft. E-bikes, which is an entirely new thing, we think will be a lot more interesting for people to steal. They're significantly more valuable. And so our bicycle has a GPS and GSM integrated into the engine controller so that we can then track the bicycle in real time. We can turn the engine off if we want. We can make the engine brake. And if someone tries to remove the GPS or the GSM from the controller to hide where the bicycle is, it will no longer work. So I think through those kind of technical solutions, I think it's possible to make it so that the bicycle will not be easy to steal.
You were talking about the health benefits of riding a bike. Do you think that's one of the biggest advantages of having a bike sharing system in a city? Or does it really help the public transport? You know, does it really help you to get from one place to another much faster?
Well, in Copenhagen, you know, which is the sort of bicycling mecca of the world, when they ask people why do they ride by bicycle, more than 50% give us the main reason, because it's the quickest way to get from place A to place B. And so that's what really excites us about e-bikes, because on an e-bike, you can go 22, 24 kilometers an hour, which in most cities is the fastest form of transport. It's very pleasant, much nicer than sitting in your car in a traffic jam or being on the bus. And so we think that the opportunity, both for cities and for people, is e-bikes. But also, bike sharing is so positive. There are ecological advantages. You know, if everyone was riding on e-bikes, taking public transport, the towns would definitely be a lot nicer. It reduces congestion. It makes people healthier. It's quite hard to find some negative, I'm sure people can, but it's quite hard to find some negative aspects of bike sharing.
I think you have also carried out a survey to find out how many people in Prague actually use bike as a means of transport to get to work. What were the results of that survey?
In Prague, it's about 2%, which is low, particularly as Czech people are sporty. So, I mean, I think the bicycle in the Czech Republic is viewed as a sporting activity, not as a means of transport. But certainly given the sportiness of the Czech people, one would expect a much higher percentage. Equally speaking, it has to be said that the percentage of people going to work or travelling in Prague by public transport is extremely high relative to other cities. Mm. So our task, I guess, is to try and persuade people who are in cars to move to bicycles.
Do you yourself cycle in the city?
I do. I think most people who do it, they discover that it's incredibly quick to get from one place to another, particularly in the centre of town. Prague 1, it looks like a town which has been designed for bicycling. The centre is not possible to drive through. So on a bicycle, anybody who starts riding a bicycle, they discover that places they thought they were going to take 15 or 20 minutes to get to actually take about half that.
Having that experience of cycling in Prague, what would you say are the biggest obstacles?
Well, the cycling infrastructure is not good. There aren't proper cycle lanes in most places. So there are a lot of cobbled streets, you know, which are not comfortable to ride on. But particularly, I mean, the cycling infrastructure is not there. But the experience in other towns is that if you have a bike sharing system installed, which costs, you know, relatively small amounts of money compared to making proper cycle lanes and so on, politicians are more ready to invest the bigger money in proper cycling infrastructure, because cycling is then starts to be seen as something which is not just done by sporting fanatics in lycra shorts. It's something that which, you know, normal people would do as a normal way of getting around from one place to another. And once politicians see it like that, they're much more ready to spend money on it.